North Carolina is in the early stages of vaccinating people against COVID-19, and it's been a rocky start. The CDC says the federal government has sent more than 1 million doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to North Carolina. The state has administered about half of those.
The widespread distribution of an emergency vaccine in a global pandemic is complicated, and it's often confusing. Where can you go to get the vaccine? How will you know when you're eligible to get it? And who is considered an essential worker?
So we put a call out online for your vaccine-related questions. You can find answers to those questions and more on our vaccine Q&A at WUNC.org. So let's start with the groups, because there has been significant changes in the system for prioritizations.
Sure, and that's probably a bit why this has become a little bit confusing and complicated. I will be as straightforward as I possibly can, but when this started, there were four phases of distribution that the state had, and each phase had a group and a subgroup of people that were in it. So, for instance, you could be in phase 1B group 1, which when it was in place was everyone 75 and older. Last week, the State Department of Health and Human Services revamped that entire system based on new guidance from the Trump administration and the CDC, saying that, okay, we're going to simplify this into five different groups. And of course, there are benefits and disadvantages to that. One of them was that when you had all of these, you had these four phases and subgroups, they were specific, more specific anyway, about who were in those groups. The broader groups, of course, include more broader groups of people. So it's become a little bit more confusing about who is exactly in what group. But right now, the state is in group two, and that is anyone 65 and older. And group one was essential healthcare workers. So doctors, nurses, hospital staff, most of whom, if not all at this point, have been vaccinated. And that vaccine itself has been one of our most common questions as well, Laura, is that vaccine safe?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the top questions that we're getting. And I'm sort of grateful that this one has a really short answer. And the answer is yes. And the reason why they're safe is because for both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, those companies both conducted clinical trials. And between the two, more than 70,000 people volunteered. So after that, these vaccines were deemed to be at or near 95% effective with no serious safety concerns. Something that people should be aware of, though, is, you know, from our reporting, we're seeing that many people do experience notable side effects after receiving the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. We've certainly heard about those side effects include fever, body aches, chills, fatigue. So something to be aware of. That goes away, but it does last a good day or so. And the State Health Department is saying in general that people are reporting, you know, sore arms, some tiredness, and feeling off for a day or two after receiving the vaccine.
Yeah, and I know one of our common questions as well is that when can I get the vaccine? But that question is just not easy to answer because we have to get through each group before we can move on to the next. And of course, some counties are also working more quickly than others. So I spoke with Hyde County, the superintendent of Hyde County Schools. That's the smallest school district in the state. It has just over 200 teachers and staff total in the entire district. And he says that Hyde County, because it's such a small county, it's a very tight-knit community. Everyone essentially knows everyone else. We were able to get through this more quickly. They started actually vaccinating teachers earlier this month. That's actually group three of this new prioritization system that the state has. The state as a whole is not technically in group three yet, but again, some counties are working more quickly. So the best information that we can give about when you can get your vaccine is to consult your local health department. They will be the ones who can tell you when you can get your vaccine. Right now, the answer might be, we don't know exactly. Now, as we mentioned, North Carolina has given out nearly 600,000 doses of the vaccine so far. And one question we also got was how people should behave after they get the vaccine.
Yeah, this is a big one. We have folks who are now in households where maybe one or two people in the household has received a vaccine, other people haven't received the vaccine. I really wish there was a different answer for this one, but at this point, you should really continue practicing social distancing and extreme caution until the pandemic is more under control. and until there are new directives from state health officials. In a new study published by the New England Journal of Medicine, it shows that it could take a week after the second Pfizer vaccination for the shot's effectiveness to reach 95%. And it takes about 2 weeks after the second dose of the Moderna vaccine for that shot's effectiveness to reach 94%, around the same amount. Another thing to consider is that when we say that the vaccine is 95% effective, it means it's 95% effective at reducing COVID symptoms. Pfizer and Moderna have not released data on the degree to which the vaccines actually reduce transmission. It is assumed that they reduce transmission, but we don't know the exact percent of how much they will reduce transmission. So there's a lot of caution, unfortunately. We have to continue being cautious and continue sort of, you know, taking care of one another in the state.
Remember, you can always find answers to your frequently asked questions at WUNC.org. We've actually posted a Google form where you can send in more questions for us. We are updating that Q&A as we learn more, and we will get those questions answered as soon as we possibly can. You can also check out our Twitter and Facebook pages to get the latest information. This is Morning Edition on WUNC. I'm Will Michaels.
And I'm Laura Pelliser.